in New Orleans.
92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Happy Wednesday. It's hump day, people. You're halfway to the weekend. Unless your weekend is now, then you're there and enjoy it. It's the Monica J Show, live and local FM talk for all of Northern Nevada. What's on your mind today? Anytime between 10 and noon, it's all up to you. 884-9910. Wow. Do we go to Iran? Do we go local stuff? Moratorium on water trying to be lifted? So many things we can go over. So I'm just going to throw it out there, throw out some stuff, see what sticks, see what triggers you. Love that word now. 884-9910. So let's start off with the poll question today. 881FMTalk.com. Head on over there. Most people watching the news last night for this big one. Should we go to war with Iran? Yeah. Facilities that host U.S. troops or house U.S. troops fired upon. I don't even want to say bombed. They were ballistic missiles. Fired upon yesterday. Yes. They need to be held responsible for their actions. No, we are not the world's police force. 991fmtalk.com. This is just my opinion. But one of the main reasons that I voted for Trump is because his standing. Excuse me. My cold is coming back with a vengeance for some reason. Either that or I had the pre-cold before the onset of the real one. But one of the main reasons I voted for Trump is because his belief of we are not the world's police force. And I tell you, from talking with my connections, it was to save face. Now, they have targeting missiles. They have, you know, equipment that can be programmed in and hit its destination. But they just lobbed over missiles. So they could take their propaganda now, save face to their people. Why else would they be saying that Americans were killed? And no pun intended, but blowing it up out of proportion. I love following the military on Twitter and Facebook and things like that. Mike Bravo. Calm the F down. I won't use the term he used there. We had this blank fired on us all the time overseas for 18 years. Not one of you worried about us then. Difference now is we have a president who will let us fight back. Again, in my opinion, Iran had to save face. They don't want to go into war because they know they will be crushed. But, and that's a big but here, they want us out of the Middle East. Now, the war machine is a monstrous beast that needs to be fed. That's the price you pay for having a military that is the most superior around the world. And you have to maintain it. And you do have to help protect people. But at what point do we say to Iraq that we're done? You don't let us train people anymore. We give you all this money. We give you all this assistance. Yet this stuff keeps going on. You don't back us. We're going to step aside. Not, you know, completely pull out. We have other places that we can be to keep an eye on things. And boom, be there within a moment's notice. But we're going to back away and let you fend for yourself and take on the responsibility that you are supposed to be taking on. Interesting concept. Nothing offends me more than when elected representatives, I mean, I get it. They don't like President Trump. They don't like the fact that you or I or whoever voted him into office. They want to abolish the Electoral College. We talked with Trent England about that yesterday. Still, they want that popular vote. But when Americans are being killed for trying to protect others, and this president takes, in my opinion, a very small form of action, and they go crazy, fired up and pushed by a media that calls him an assassin, I am so disgusted with the whole setup. It just makes me want to throw my hands up and scream. These hypocrites who turned a blind eye when Obama was in there doing all that he did, drawing his little phony red lines, just letting anybody and everybody into this country from Syria under the guise of refugees. Refugees spreading out throughout the entire world that were strong, able-bodied men who should have been fighting for their country. But no, now they're in pockets in this country with the rights to vote, killing people, just living it up. Men and women fought and died for this country, for our independence, so we could rule and take care of ourselves. Why are these people not doing the same thing? I'm not saying pull out of the Middle East completely. I'm just saying at some point, these people have to stay behind and take care of themselves. If they want peace in the Middle East, then they need to stand up and fight for it, not our men and women. I back our president 100% on his action. killing this murderous. I mean, when were people going to take a stand? People like Chris Matthews. All these other so-called anchors and journalists. Presidential candidates who are calling President Trump an assassin. Because let me tell you, he didn't do this willy-nilly. He's using the intelligence that he trusts. He's using the men and women around him who are a part of the deep state, who he trusts. Took action, killed two murderous SOBs, that the world is better, that they're gone. Yet these people in this country, presidential candidates, are calling him an assassin? That is the most disgusting thing I have ever seen in today's politics. The most disgusting. Log on to 991fmtalk.com. Answer today's poll question, but think about it first. Trump doesn't want to be the world police. And I believe he's going to make the right choice. But everyone on the left, just screaming to hear themselves talk. We need to be paying attention to what's going on back here at home. And not the 24/7 bombardment of the garbage that is being put out in the guise of news. We've got people trying to pull the moratorium that was set by a judge on the water in the North Valleys. All in the name of development. We'll look at that. We've got a state under fire right now by big money that we need to be backing and we need to be watching, because they're not playing games anymore of saying, oh, well, we want to, you know, we just want to do red flag laws. We want to make everybody safer. No, they just want to confiscate guns. In the state of Virginia, it is a fight for the Second Amendment, full on. If you have any interest in your rights, as we heard even on Armstrong and Getty, Dave Chappelle, I love that man. I love that man 100% with all my heart, because he is speaking the truth. And right now in Virginia, it's an all-out battle. There's a rally going on there. And hopefully we will be hearing today from one of the organizers. This is the stuff that you need to be paying attention to back here. Your rights, especially when it comes to guns and water. Two major things worth fighting over. We'll be back with more on the Monica Jay Show, your live and local FM talk show, here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Got an iPhone? Get our app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
Yeah, you can do that. Or you can just tune into 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. It's your live and local talk here. And I tell you, it's called the Monica Jay Show, but it's your show for a reason, because you are going to get to the point that you are literally just going to explode. I'm not kidding. A lot of people are coming to that breaking point. They're posting videos. They're getting the word out one way or another. Mostly through social media. The sharing of information. And it's important that you find this information out for yourself. There are a few people that I associate with that understand wholeheartedly the importance of being the United States of America and why we are not the United States of the world. A brilliant man once said, "The future does not belong to globalists. The future belongs to patriots. The future belongs to sovereign and independent nations." And the world does look to us as being the biggest to uphold that. What intelligent man do you think said that? It's President Trump. He's very critical when it comes to the UN. Even questioning our membership in the UN. Because this is not something that I'm just, you know, telling you that's going on. This is fact. You have legislators that are calling for UN involvement when it comes to our borders, when it comes to illegal immigration, saying that when it comes to the United States of America, it is people's right. It is people's right to come to America, just cross the borders any way they can, any way they can get into this country and be a part of this country. Let me tell you, that's wrong. Ain't going to happen. But you have legislators supporting that. People like Omar Tlaib. I hate the fact that the UN is basically run out of this country when it needs to be run out of this country. You can go to the UN website. You can go to their webpage today if you'd like. Tomorrow always seems a little bit late to me. But you can read about their mission. It is right there for all to see. Their agenda, the taking over of America under the guise of what's best for the world. And right now, you actually have the disarmament, demobilization, and reintegration mission going on in this country. What is that? Think about it. Disarmament is the collection, documentation, control, and disposal of small arms ammunition, explosives, and light and heavy weapons of combatants. And also of the civilian population. They want to disarm us, demobilize us, and the reintegration is so if you have any type of business that has to deal with firearms, if you are an instructor, if you are a seller, that reintegration is a nice way of, oh, let's see, Biden put it as if you're a coal miner, you can learn how to code. You sell firearms, you teach firearm safety, you can learn how to do something else. The takeover of America is right now. It's not one of those things that if you wait one more day, you know, could turn around. No, it is happening right now, and you better wake up to it. Because there is no going back. 884-9910. It's the Monica Jay Show, along with Fox News, on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. There she goes. There 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. It's the Monica Jay Show, live and local. Wake up, people. My word. People saying that they saw a lot of police activity, I-80. Yeah, they finally took somebody into custody and arrested somebody for multiple hit and runs. Boy, we seem to have had a lot of hit and runs lately. It's not just people being distracted. Could you imagine if there were people out there actually doing it on purpose? Well, the person that the NHP just arrested, this person wanted to get away, had two flat tires. May have been involved, this vehicle. You never know who's behind the wheel. This vehicle may have been involved in up to 8 hit and runs. You are the one that needs to wake up. No more of this, oh, well, drivers need to watch out for pedestrians. Did you ever stop to think that maybe there are drivers out there that are targeting pedestrians? No, we don't live in that kind of world. Yeah, we do. This is America. We have laws. We have regulations. We have rules that you have to abide by. Rules in morality, rules in values. The list goes on and on. But if you don't participate in those, well, let's just say our morality and our values and our laws are being diminished by the left. And they are now coming at you in the guise of Christianity, in the guise of faith, hope, and love. And I'm going to warn you now, and if you fall for it, it's your own fault. But the big money has infiltrated Northern Nevada with a vengeance. And of course, the mainstream media just plays along. Had this article texted to me from a listener from This Is Reno that I'm going to have to stop promoting this in This Is Reno or something, because this is just, I know they're trying to just do their service for people, for their readers. But Action, ACTIONN, that's how they get you. You go look up Action and, well, nothing comes up. Put an extra N on there and see what comes up. Hosts voter engagement effort for people of faith. Voter engagement. Leadership summit for vote common good. That's funny. As I look through this article, or plug, or whatever you want to call it, local faith-based nonprofit acting in community together in Northern Nevada, hosting two voter engagement initiatives this month. This group is flat out funded by George Soros. Educate yourself. Go look through it. So when you start looking into this stuff, it's very interesting, because in this article, it says nothing about the hatred that they have for President Trump. It says absolutely nothing about the hatred. You go and you get on their email list and you get emails from them. As we begin a hopeful 2020 in a world and country swirling with strife, yet with trust in God's sovereignty and care, we invite you to consider participating in two thoughtful events focused on practicality, engaging our faith in public life and politics. This group is a total sham to that. And now we're even working with another name, another group that is put together, RootsReno.com, under the guise of faith. Do your research. Roots for Christian growth. Action, faith in action, vote common good. Roots Reno. All attacking the President of the United States and trying to twist your Christian values by manipulating what they are telling you that you are supposed to be a good Christian about. The whole faith, love, charity. Don't get sucked in. I'm warning you now. Don't get sucked in. If you go to any summit, any seminar, any church service, this one being put on by the United Methodist Church, another one coming up, Going Public, a workshop in biblical justice. January, February, March at Sparks Christian Fellowship. These are anti-Trump movements inside your faith. You don't have to take my word for it. Do your own research. Because all of these groups are tied to Faith in Action, which is all funded by George Soros. You wonder to yourself, oh, how does George Soros get money into the communities? I've never heard of anyone. That's because you haven't done the work. You haven't looked at who funds the organizations. I mean, you even go to this rootsreno.com. Welcome, our mission, kind of going through things. What we believe. Let's see. Who are we? Why do we do this? Where have we been? Leadership. Not seeing anything of where their money comes from. All organizations that have been infiltrated. Yes, infiltrated. By people who want to twist your upbringing, who want to actually twist the words of God for their bidding. Who want to participate in things like the UN, who want to participate in things like sanctuary cities. You can still be a Christian, you can still be a person of faith, and you can still believe in what our founding fathers set forth for this country. Once again, going back to Abraham Lincoln, this country will not be destroyed by the outside. Just as our education system was infiltrated, so has the faith-based community. I expressed my opinions the other day and told my story of how I walked out of the church. Because all it is filled with is hypocrites. Those who preach monogamy and Christian values who go out and just do whatever they want. Literally whatever they want. And that includes pedophilia. You need to open your eyes. It's the workplace. It's the schools. It's your house of worship. Start listening to what's not being said. It might open your eyes. 884-9910 at the top of the hour. We have a very special guest joining us. Just got a text from him. Man who organized a rally. Man who, professor, world traveler, businessman, finally put everything he had on the line to stand up when nobody else was standing up to fight for the Second Amendment rally this morning in the state of Virginia. Because big money coming in and buying up legislative seats to literally push laws to confiscate firearms. Does that sound familiar? Big money coming in and buying up legislative seats? Putting big money into getting a Democrat governor elected? Yeah. Steve Huff joining us after the top of the hour here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. You know, yesterday's poll question was, who should run the homeless shelter? Interestingly enough, and I'm so glad if you participated in the poll, nobody voted for the county. Your options were the city, the county, churches, privately. Nobody voted for the county. And even the city got the lowest percentage of voters, of those voting, 4%. So do you think people consider the fact that getting it out of the hands of government, like most things, is the best thing that you can do? So who should run the homeless shelter? 39% of those participating said the churches. 57% of those voting said privately. Private enterprise will always do a better job than the government. Your tax dollars at work. People just justifying their existence. People continuing on and kicking the can, passing the buck. And the perfect example of that is CHAB, the Community Advisory Board that is made up by two commissioners and two council members from Reno and Sparks, have been organized for how long to take care of the homeless situation here? Yet now their decision is to scrap the plans that they've had in the past and come together and discuss where to go in the future? Let's see. I think we have what's called a liner that says it best here. Talk, 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 talk. Talk, 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 talk. That's all they do. While people suffer, while community members and neighbors get frustrated, while parks get cleaned up by either the community or by extra paid, not the people who should just be maintaining the parks anyway. We have to bring in another organization to clean things up, to clean up the needles, to clean up the feces, to help put just even a minor bit of protection into our drinking water. We're going to discuss new actions. That's all they do. It's just all talk. So they can come up with campaign lines that they're working on the problem. Everybody knows it's a top problem and they're going to do and they're going to fix it. Action speaks louder than words. And the talk that they've been given is just BS. And I'm glad that you see it. Because you are finally calling in and you are finally saying something to Reno Direct and the people who are supposedly in charge. And you just proved it right there with 57% saying they should be run privately and actually get people the services and the help they need. Got a very special guest right after this Fox News update.